Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. It's beautiful to see you reach Mohanbhai Bhaiji with a beautiful, lovely smile and smiling eyes. It's such a fresh of breath air that we are experiencing coming from you. I'm very grateful you read Hindi Murli for us. Now we have many, many more who are waiting to hear English in English. Especially Baba's last Sunday's Murli. Baba says that this is the last 18th chapter. So I'd like you to highlight the significance of what Baba said in that Murli. In the same Murli, Baba also said that the question is that eight powers, what will be their form at the end? Uska swarup ant mein kya hoga? Because Baba clarified in that Murli that the example of Brahma Baba, which he gave in relation to the power of power to pick up. 1 minute, Baba was giving a direction for something physical, and the next minute, Baba was giving the experience of bodiless stage. The speed was do fast, that we could do both stars in a minute. He could catch the essence and also tour around. Baba said that, you know, you would remember that. And so the question is, what would be the...
You know, in that Murli what Baba said, I had the fortune of personally experiencing that, because towards the end of his Brahma Baba's corporeal role, we used to feel that now Brahma Baba was different. Earlier he used to be very much here and listen to our things and reply. Supposing Diwali comes, he will play with the children and have the crackers and all those things, lights and so much. But later on, it seemed that Baba was very much disinterested, and even if any child goes and says, we want to celebrate, Baba will with great disinterest say, okay children, you do, as if Baba has distanced from those things. But while conversing in Baba's room, we found that Baba is talking to us, Baba is listening to a sense of what we are saying and also answering us, but in between Baba was not there. But this happened at such a fast speed that, you know, we felt that Baba has answered everything, Baba has listened to our everything. And the Murli itself, Baba says, it was because of the fast speed. Because a soul, when it is free from all types of burdens, attachments and superfluous, becomes very essenceful. And in that essenceful state, a soul can perform two tasks at the same time. Even today also, we find that we are able to perform two tasks at the same time. Something is in our mind, and that is also being taken care of, and something we are doing with our hands, that is also being taken care of. Only when we have to give very much attention to something, then the other thing takes the back seat or goes in the background. That is the process part of it. But what is behind it, and how we can also do something in that direction? You know, Baba says, forget the eight powers, because that is only the numeration given to certain powers just for elementary understanding. Let us talk of all powers. Now Baba says, my children, all my children love me. all my children are greatly attached to me. In fact, could be no Brahma Kumar or Kumari who doesn't have the aim of Mera to Baba only, that only my Baba, and Baba is everything to me, and we know that only we can get all our attainments and perfection through Baba. We have handed over we are sitting in Baba's boat, and Baba is to take us across. We all know. But then Baba says, there is three types of love with Baba. One is true love from the core of heart, and very deep love, and which is, say, continuous, and which does not, all other things are secondary, and love of Baba is primary. Let us give simple example of Dadi Janki. Dadi Janki had that type of love. Okay. And all the Ashtaratanas. Then there is another type of love which is also love of Baba. But Baba says that love has got some self-interest in it. There is some motive behind it, and there is a hidden motive which we want to get fulfilled with Baba's love. And you know, when that motive is, says, I want to there is something in my mind which I want Baba to do to me, and for that I intensely love Baba. But as soon as that motive is fulfilled, there may be another motive arising, then my love becomes ordinary, simple. It is there, but it is, when the motive comes, it gets very much activated. Say I want to go abroad from India, and I want that I should go to a foreign country. So at that point of time, I will be very much following all the discipline, loving Baba, and thinking that Baba will fulfill that desire. Supposing that is fulfilled, after that I am now settled there, I get into the comfort zone, I am doing all other things required, but in routine. And there is a third type of love of Baba also, which is under compulsion, which means to say, I have to do certain things so that people should think I am doing. Say, Amrit Vela, I am not really intending to do Amrit Vela, but because there are others who may point out, so I go and sit there. Similarly, doing all my duties, but only under compulsion, not from my heart. That also is a type of love to continued as a VK. Now, what is the connection of this with the powers? A soul which is deeply and intense and true love with Baba, that everything surrendered to Baba, not any intervention of the manmat, my own thoughts or my intellect or anything, that soul gets the natural capacity to have Baba in any all relationships at the desired time. But we have so many relationships with Baba, but then you know those relationships, if they are used by us according to our requirement. For instance, I am listening to the Murli class, and at that time I am supposed to be a godly student and listening to the class Murli only and Gyan only. But at that time, certain souls are there who feel like having intense meditation, and suddenly it occurs to them that meditation is more important. Baba says, Yad is everything. So I am feeling like going into good deep meditation while the Murli is going on, which means I am not using the right thing at the right time. I am doing a good thing, but not at the right time. Now such souls will be invoking Baba according to their own thoughts and their own feelings. But the number one quality naturally will get into the teacher-student relationship naturally at that point of time, and will listen to Murli only. Similarly, Baba has so many relationships with us, but at the appropriate time, the appropriate relationship and the power coming from that relationship will automatically and naturally come to that source. others will have, all of us have got the power, but the main thing is, do we get the right power at the right time, in the right, with right intensity? So others have to, the other two types, they have to think, invoke that power. Sometime it comes, something comes late, sometime my mind is diverted to something else, I am not able to receive it fully, and so on. So the basic use of the powers is that if I fully understand, all of us understand that only from Baba we can get unconditional, total, complete powers. But one is ability to get those powers, and the other is getting those powers as a right. So Baba says, in those souls who are totally devoted and following the Shrimat of Baba totally, they naturally get those powers at the required time, in the required intensity, naturally. And that is the thing for use of powers. So if we want that power should come to us, Baba sometimes says touching, or sometimes says Baba my guidance, naturally will come to us all the time if we are 100% say Mera Toshi Baba Ek in the real and true sense. This is the answer to question number 1. Okay. Hello.
Yes, Brijmohanbhai.
Now about Nashto Moha and Smriti Labdha. Okay. So, Baba says the final objective of every soul is now to be in total, in the stage of total readiness to go, and free from all types of bonds, bondages, burdens, and like things like that. So Smriti Labdha means now I am fully ready, completely ready, in real sense, not only mentally ready to go anytime. Just as Janki Dadi used to say, why Baba has kept me, I don't know. So like that. Ready to go. And for that, we require to have a preparedness. And that preparedness is called Nashto Moha. Baba says, if you become Smriti Labdha, in the true sense, you automatically become Nashto Moha. And then you are just like a ripe fruit, ready to drop at any moment. It is only connected with the twig, dried twig. It requires only a little wind to come down. It's fully ripe. Doesn't require any sustenance from the tree anymore. So Baba says that for this, we know that first of all, we have to be in soul consciousness, God consciousness, our objective of reaching the destination, time to return home, time to become angel and then soul and then go to golden age. In other words, we can check whether our thoughts are now forward moving, because time always moves forward. Our face is forward. So, am I still hindered by anything of the past? Am I able to full stop and just put a dot to my past, or still the memories of past come to me? Even of my Sangam Yugi life or earlier life, or some sanskaras of hidden sanskaras of the past, I feel they are interfering in my whatever I want to do. So basic test is, am I Nashto Moha? Is that, am I free from my past, rid of my past? So for this, what we are required is, we started our journey at a particular point of time, And Baba said, don't connect the word transformation with your own transformation. Very clearly Baba has said, these two are separate things. Never try to link the word change with your own change. Now I have to change myself. So for that purpose, Baba says, we have to see that I should bring into my mind, I should have visions of what is ahead. I should be having all the time thoughts of my angelic state, my subtle region, my going to Paramdham, and the golden age that is coming, and the whole of the golden and silver ages. Baba says, no longer even think of your Brahman life now. So if we have to emerge those thoughts and those visions and live into that. After all, what is golden age? Baba says in the golden age, everything happens at the right time, at the right place, and in the right manner. And now in the fallen state of the Kaljuga, anything can happen to anyone, anytime, anywhere. So there is no appreciation of the time or the place or the mannerism, the thing. So in the golden age, everything is in a perfect form. The eyes will see, but only that much, as much is required and what is to be seen. The ears will listen, but only that much, as much is required, not more nor less. So for all our organs, even the mind will work only as much and not a little bit more or less. So for that stage, I have to check whether in my present Sangam Yogi life, am I doing certain extras or excesses? Am I lagging behind in certain things and then trying to make up? Am I hurrying? Am I worrying? Or am I working just naturally like, say, our Dadi Janki did? I remember of Mama. So long back, Mama had come to Delhi. She was at the railway station. People had come to see her off. Her compartment was a little away, and Mama was just giving drishti, and the train blew the whistle. The guard gave the green signal, and somebody said, "Mama, look, train." Mama never changed her speed or anything. She kept on giving drishti at the same speed in the same way as she was doing. Then the second whistle blew. Even then, Mama was feeling undisturbed. And then, even walking towards the compartment, Mama never hurried up, as if she had complete control over time. The same way as Bab Dada used to give drishti to people in queue, the guides will say, "Hurry up, hurry up." But Bab Dada will never hurry up or quicken the speed of giving drishti if the queue is long or short. So that type of daily life we have to observe. Because here only we are creating our golden age, sanskaras of golden age. So right thing at the right time, at the right place, in the right manner. If there is something more or less than that, we have to adjust. This is what I feel. That was the quality of all the Adi Ratnas. So never we normally talk, but when we get concerned with something important comes, then we start giving more importance to that thing. And say, Baba says, remain in remembrance. Even traffic control comes, then we think, okay, we will do traffic control. But our actual active mind is concerned with the something else. So therefore, this type of thing, if we bring in our life, then we can be ready for Smriti Labdha. Nashto Moha will automatically come, but to describe it, Baba says, your body consciousness, and then your connections and relations, even your service field, it may be good things of service, but are you able to detach, or are we connected with so much with our service, we feel that only I can do it, and I can do it better, I have to do it. And I cannot withdraw instantly from that service, which Brahma Baba did, Mateshwari did, all seniors did, as the call came, they never felt attached to that thing, what is called karmatit. So like that, you know, this is the thing we have to practice. And then third thing is my liking for objects of the world. Even Baba said this is the rotten, most rotten Kaljugi world. All of its things and things, sights and views or everything have a virus. But we still think that apple is good to eat. It will bring good health to me and like that. So Baba says complete detachment with this world and just staying as if under compulsion staying there. So Baba says always think yourself an angel, come down to act. Never enjoy or never feel excited or attached to anything like that. So all those things are required to become Smriti Labdha. More we become Smriti Labdha, Nashto Moha will automatically come.
Thank you, Bhishman Bhai. I just want to translate those two words which you have used. Nashto Moha is the conqueror of attachment. Smriti Labdha is embodiment of remembrance. This is the essence of Gita. And the question that I put to Bhishman Bhai was the last two words, Gat Sandeh, renounce the doubts. That was the word. Renounce
the doubts. Okay, I forgot that.
Yeah.
Baba says,
sorry, Bhishman Bhai, I just want to add one more question because in the last Sunday's Murli, Baba had said, you know, as we are now, on the confluence age and whatever is happening for in the Brahmin world, but at the same time, Baba is bringing to our attention that now we are on the last 18th chapter. Can you expand on that? Many of Baba's children
have this question. Can you expand on what Baba meant by this is the last 18th chapter that we are going through? Thank you. First thing is about doubt. So Baba says, the heart, our relationship of heart to heart, we are in Baba's heart, Baba is in our heart. When we gave our heart to Baba, it was in so many pieces because our heart had been given to so many things and people and things. When we gave our heart to Baba, Baba made it one heart, joined the pieces. And Baba's heart is always, of course, is a big heart, large heart, and all can be seated on Baba's heart throne. So now it is heart to heart, which means to say that whatever Srimat Baba gives, automatically we obediently, most loyally, to the best of our capacity, we follow it. But there is something called intellect. Now, in this world, intellectuals are considered to be the creamy layer of the society. Every intellectual thinks, oh, I am a little superior to all others. So Baba says, my relationship or bargain with you is of hearts and not of the intellect. Baba says, I don't like people who are intellectual, who are clever, using their intellects. I only like innocent people. People whom the world thinks as simple terms, because I do give them an intellect which knows all about all the three worlds, three aspects of time that I give them. But what I require is heart. But there are those who have got intellects. Now, the most difficult thing and the most important thing is surrender of intellect. Many of us, Baba gives Srimat and then we test it with our own rusted intellect, rotten intellect, to see what part of the Srimat I should imbibe and what part of Srimat is difficult for me to follow. Although Baba gives the easiest Srimat, anyone, child, old person, illiterate, anybody can follow, but the intellectual will test Baba's Srimat and see whatever is according to his own liking, traits and other things, will say, yes, very good. Baba says, okay, children, you need not sit in yoga. You can move about, you can go about places, see sights, go to Niagara Falls, see this tower, see the River Thames, and you have just to remember me. They will easily say, yes, very good. Baba says, because this is appealing to me. But when Baba sometimes says, you are to be focused, you are not to waste your time on useless things of Kaljuga, think of Satyuga, then the intellect says, well, I will try to do, because my inclination is towards certain other things. So here Baba says, called doubt. Intellect is the place which creates doubt. You know, when do we use our intellect? We use our intellect only when we are in doubt. Going back to my own home, I don't use the intellect at all. But if I have to go to some other place, even if the signs are given, I will again stop and check with my intellect, am I going right, am I going right? So this intellect, which means manmat, or any other mat which is added into my intellect by others and others, my own group of people or my whatever, so that is causing doubt. So we have to surrender our intellect so that inflow of Shrimat goes undisturbed. And that is why you find many people who look simple BKs in Gyan, they have a face which is full of bliss, full of joy, they are enjoying. And those intellectual ones are still thinking and thinking. They will have some sort of different type of face, which is not showing that they are living a blissful life. So if we give up this intellect, in my own interference into Baba Shrimat, we are in Baba's boat, Baba is carrying our boat, but on the way we say, Baba, stop this boat for a while, or go a little left or right. That is called doubt. Now, that is number one. Number two was what?
You mean you're asking me the question, or yes, you are describing doubt?
What is left to be spoken now by me?
Oh yeah, the 18 chapters.
Yes, 18 chapters.
Last chapter, Baba says.
Yes, yes. Now you know, Dadi Janki, from the very beginning, Baba used to call her Videhi soul. That is, who has conquered her body consciousness. And Baba never changed Dadi's name also. And Dadi Janki was made responsible for world service. And she went all over the world physically also, and did not knowing the language or anything, but only Baba in her mind. And she went most parts of the world, and Baba centers are also established. So when Dadi Janki left the body, the 18th chapter started. You will find there are souls which are like milestones in the drama. So I was very much there in Madhuban when Dadi Janki left the body. What were her last desires or intentions? She wanted that all the souls of the world should get Baba's message. That was only mission. Baba also wants that all the souls of the world should get Baba's message before the curtain falls. So therefore you will find with her departure, the last chapter or the 18th chapter has started. Now all those things which we were doing to give Baba's message, to do services, seem to be outmoded and obsolete. We are not expecting now that any crowds will come, or we will be able to hold those big functions, and we will be able to call important people of the world or important BKs to organize. Whatever we were doing, we had made big exhibitions, museums, halls, retreat centers, whatever. So suddenly what has happened is that you now observe that it is becoming more and more difficult and scarce, and looks like obsolete to follow the old ways. And then what is happening is that, you know, just as before the exam, studies are over, revised course is over, realization course is over, then a time is given for the students to prepare at home. It is called, they have to be now complete, prepare for their final exam. It is called homework. So now we have all been given homework. We have been locked down. We have been isolated. People cannot go from here to there. Lot of time is available. Earlier, if I had to come to your class, I had to take a visa, this, that, travel physically, but I am easily doing it. All of us are finding it so easy and convenient that we are, all physical things are stopped as if we are in the subtle region and we are all enjoying, you know, what we used to enjoy in a year, we are enjoying in a week because all types of teachers, students, everyone, everybody's desire is being fulfilled. Just as they say, before death, somebody had to be hanged. They said, what is your last desire? They will fulfill. So this is now happening. So this is absolutely a different period. And all of us are feeling so easy and convenient as if we are in subtle region. Only what is visible is our physical image of our body. But we are all soul conscious, which Baba wanted to make become by first coming on earth, then getting into another sister's role, and then pulling us to the subtle region. And whatever we did of the service in 80 years, what is the percentage? So the rest of it to be completed. Now in little time, you will find all tools have changed, all methods have changed. This is called the 18th chapter. Now I can assure you that the world will not return to what people are expecting to so-called normal. Everything will change. People will adapt to that. Even those who are not in Gyan, they have got now time enough and they are feeling the situation such that they are thinking of God, moving Godward, future. So their attention is drawn. They are isolated. Many of them are now listening to Brahma Kumaris more intensely, in fact, inquiring what will happen and so on. So this is the 18th chapter and this is the last phase for us also. All our wishes are being fulfilled. So Baba says, now all physical or worldly things have gone off. You can easily go anywhere, only online. So this is also temporary phase. And after that, Baba says, this wireless will also end. Only wiseless will remain. And those who are wiseless, they and clear-hearted, broad-minded, thinking of the whole world, has no limitations, and they will be able to do world service also and get Baba's touchings also for the final last lap. But already the last chapter has started. This is called 18th chapter.
Thank you, Bhishmun Bhai. So now finally, to end, you've got 10 minutes. Could you kindly give our Baba's children focus of the current efforts that everyone should be making, or we are checking ourselves to see that are we doing that which is required at the current time?
Well, what I personally feel is that we have to merge everything into our original state of point of light, because we are originally point of light. Like Baba used to say, that the greatest wonder of the world is that a little soul contains the role of its all its 84 births. And Baba used to give us example of the seed of the banyan tree. Such a little seed contains the whole tree. And Baba used to say, if the seed could speak, it could tell how big the tree is contained in it. So, you know, if a point is a point when looked from all directions. All other things will appear differently, but point is a point. So So Baba says you were a point, and from that point you expanded, expanded and expanded. If you expand a point, it becomes like a circle. And if as big a circle as you want to draw, and then if you start moving the circle, it becomes a cycle. So in this Rama cycle, we had the role of 84 births. Now Baba says, forget the detail, but still remember your role of 84 births in a nutshell. That is why Baba says, gives us the exercise to pass through our stages of the soul, then of the golden age, then of the middle worship, Vardhi, and then Brahmin, and then angel. So like that, so that the seed of the sanskars of this role is contained in us, but the final objective is now to become angelic, subtle, and then to become seed. And we know that to become angelic, which Baba has said as nirvikari, that all types of, but to speak of vices or weaknesses, all type of, you know, the story has to be finished. And just as we are now talking and virtually in a subtle level, so it has to be brought to a very subtle level in the form of sanskars of the whole merged into the seed. Just as they say, putting the jinni in the bottle. And so like that, so we are due to do that, and we have to, pack up to the extent of becoming a seed. That should be our effort, and it is not difficult for the BKs and Brahmins because we are being trained for that. Now we have to practice it. The more we practice it, the more powerful we will feel, the more thoughts we will get of how to do it. And Baba is with us. Baba says, I am not only a guide that you, this is the road that leads there. I will take you along up to the soul world. And Shri Baba and Brahma Baba both are with us. Brahma Baba is practical example of everything that we have to do. And Shri Baba is there, how he got it done. So these two, and then confining ourselves more and more to Smriti Labdha, I think that should be our objective.
You, Smriti Labdha, embodiment of remembrance. Vrijbhuvan Bhai, listening to you, I feel that we will have to invite you again to simply focus on Gita, because that is your subject, right? Gita Gyan. Is that correct?
What you say? When we are having true Gita from Baba every day, in every Murli, so that Gita is just a memorial of that Baba came and really destroyed irreligion or unrighteousness. So you want me to talk with reference to the Gita?
Yeah, one day we will invite you for that.
Okay, we will see.
Thank you so much. I'm going to ask Sister Maureen to say a few words. And it's been wonderful, Vrijbhuvan Bhai. We've enjoyed thoroughly. The time has flown by so quickly.
So I can say a few last words.
Yes, please. Yeah.
So this is for the double foreigners. Of course, UK has more of Indians also. But for double foreigners, Baba says that double foreigners are actually Bharatvasis. They know it. That is why they have come in Gyan. But Baba has given one very good example that double foreigners are Bharatvasis. Baba says, in golden and silver ages, where were you? In the golden and silver ages, in DT forms, where were double foreigners? They were Bharatvasis. At least for half the cycle, it is granted that all double foreigners were double Bharatvasis. Bharat meant the word in those days, but whatever, first two yugas, golden and silver age, all double foreigners and others were Bharatvasis. So it's a guarantee that you are Bharatvasis, and more than even two yugas, depending upon how close they remained with Brahma Baba and Brahman family. And only in the last few births, they have spread out to make Baba's service easy for identifying souls which have gone to other countries to find greener pastures, but they have to come back. Okay? Om Shanti.
Braj Mumbai, thank you very, very much. Lovely to listen to you. And okay. I agree, not just half the cycle, I think a lot more, nearly the whole cycle we've been on Bharat. I'd love to hear your Gita, definitely. I'm very interested in your signals for merging, the time to merge all samskaras, and I'd love you in the future to expand on that too. So I'm really going to be taking a lot of that as homework. So thank you on behalf of all the UK. There's about, 400 who have
been
listening. So, Shanti, should we have a moment in Baba's, a few minutes in Baba's remembrance? Om Shanti.